And good evening. You're listening to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Reggae Bob. And we have some guests in the, on the show tonight. We're just now getting everything all queued up. Just stepped in. We're going to have the Mumia Abu-Jamal moment for you here in just a moment. And Prison Pipeline is a show for and about prisoners, their families, and just trying to help the folks cope and to keep their rights going and make sure that this is their last time. If you are on lockdown, make this the last time you're ever there. We really hope and pray about that. Once again, I'm your host, Reggae Bob, and this is Prison Pipeline.
I get locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. Heading uptown to Rio. Rio. Back with a couple keys. The corner block's on fire. Lovers dressed as queens, making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash as I sold the last bag. Fucked around and got locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. Got locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But still I'm here locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. No.
Prison Pipeline. We're on again this week. Host Reggae Bob, Ruth Kovich. She's on every other Tuesday. She'll be on next week. And we don't have the Mumia Abu-Jamal minute this month, but this week, but that's okay because we have some people here from an organization that we like to check in on every couple of months or so just to keep people abreast of what's happening, what's going on with Better People. The Better People organization, and I just bring up the guests right here right now. If everything's working right, guests, are you there?
We are here, Reggae Bob. Thank you for having us.
Here's one, two.
Here also, thank you.
Here also, okay. And folks, go ahead and introduce yourselves, please.
Okay, I'm Kat Bigtel. I'm the recruitment specialist at Better People. Been there about a year and a half.
Okay.
And here with me is...
I'm Nicole Rowland. I'm actually the summer intern.
I'm an intern. There we go. You're working at a college or you're going to
school? Yeah, I go to school at PSU.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. And Better People, 6 months ago or a year ago, I think I spoke with your spokesperson. She was with child at the time.
She's since had her child and doing well.
Doing well. Good.
And I was a job developer at that time, and now I'm in her stead as the recruitment specialist because she's busy with her little ones. So here today to spread the word about how we can help persons with some manner of conviction in their past.
That's right. And recruitment coordinator or head of recruitment?
Recruitment specialist, it's called. Basically, what I do is that I go out to all the different institutions and let people who are about to be released know about our services, since we are the main agency, the only real agency in Portland that specializes specifically in persons with their background.
Mm-hmm.
Other agencies do a lot for them, and we partner with them, but our agency was designed in 98 by Chip Shields specifically for that audience.
Yes, indeed. And looking at the mission, it says, welcome to Better People. Better People is an established employment and counseling program solely dedicated to helping former offenders find, keep, and excel in well-paying jobs with fair, decent employers. We only accept job offers with companies that pay a minimum of $9 an hour plus health benefits.
That's correct.
And that's a good thing because, you know, almost anybody can get a job, just a regular old job. But they're not going to have the benefits. They're not going to have at least the minimum $9. So if somebody comes through Better People.
Yes. Well, it's a tough challenge in any city these days to live above a minimum wage and to have benefits and support yourself and your family. And it's even tougher after 9/11. And then it goes even beyond that when you have the barriers of having a conviction in your past. But these reentry people, these people that deserve a second chance or faring quite well at our agency, and we're proud to say that we're still going strong and won an award recently for one of the best kept secrets in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do this? We have four main services.
Okay.
The first and main service is that we provide job development support to these individuals. And, you know, I think I'll let Nicole tell the other
Did Nicole do some of that?
Give her a chance.
Okay. Okay, Nicole, you're the summer intern learning and showing and doing things already.
I'll let her tell you about MRT in a minute. The second service is we do a job readiness class that's a 16-hour class every other week that's required before the individual meet with the job developer. But we don't believe it's enough just to help people find jobs unless we help them to think in more successful ways and hence rebehave.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let Nicole tell you a little bit about that.
The MRT?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our MRT is designed to assist participants in raising their thinking from doing what is right for fear of punishment to doing what is right because it is the right thing to do. Better People staff facilitates MRT classes, and clients consider these presenters' commitment to the essence of his or her step in determining if they pass. We do a 12-step cognitive behavior therapy process.
Okay.
And I want to add something really fascinating here. I learned this recently. I was in college years ago, and I studied cognitive behavioral work. And I guess I just assumed it was a modern, trendy thing of the times. And I recently learned that cognitive behavioral therapy has been around 12,000 years.
And,
yes, and it was developed by the Egyptians.
And was that behavior you were just mentioning?
Well, our particular program, MRT, was developed in the 80s.
Okay.
But cognitive behavioral therapy, which is very effective with anybody with barriers, people with mental health issues, people with addiction problems, and people in general, This particular type out of thousands was developed in the 80s, but the overall belief system of helping you to rebehave through your rethinking, that's a very old process that we continue to utilize. It's actually, the MRT program is used in 42 states currently with more success than any other approach to preventing recidivism.
You see, 42 out of 50. Yeah, that sounds like it's a winning number.
Well, not only is it being used, but it's really showing positive results.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And did you have something else, Nicole, over there?
No.
Okay, she's doing good. Okay, let's see here. Better people. Now, you said that you locate people as a recruiter. You locate people as they're about to be released. That means they have a release date?
That's true. The people come to us in any number of ways. We get referrals from parole officers, from Voc Rehab, who we have a contract with. People are sent to us from a number of different community organizations and services.
Oh, they could be already on the street. They could be already out.
Yes. Only one of our grant programs, the individual, the youth, comes to us before they're actually released, and we're starting to do MRT training inside to give them a head start.
Oh, good.
So they can get a running start at job search when they get out.
Okay.
But they come to us from all different points in time. Maybe the people have had a conviction 10 years back, or maybe they just recently got released. It really varies across the board, as it does the employers that hire them. We could not do what we do without the benevolent employers that hire our clients. Many of them have been in recovery themselves. Many of them have had convictions themselves.
Yeah.
And they're strong believers in giving our people a second chance. And, you know, when I say our people, what comes to mind, it's our communities, people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just for the employer that we're helping them to have a successful reentry. What would happen to our streets if, given what people are released with nowadays, you know, the sweat's on their back and maybe $40 at the most, if they don't become gainfully employed as they're told to within 15 days often by their parole officer, what's to happen to our safe streets if we don't encourage this? I mean, people need to think about that. That's often the case.
That's what you got out of jail, got 15 days fine, at least a job.
That's right. Mm. And we help them to find a long-term job with benefits, and we help them, we show them ways to get this temporary work while we're building a relationship with them so we can actually advocate with them. And you may say, well, how long does this take?
Mm-hmm.
We observe them through the first three steps of the MRT program, which the other day a gentleman completed that within a week and a half.
Okay.
More reasonably, it takes a little longer, but we're helping them get some, you know, temporary work in their back pocket while we're helping them get something long range.
And then anybody should know, if you're going to be doing something brand new for the first time, especially if you're learning on the job, it's not going to be big money right off the top. It's hardly ever that way for anybody.
Well, although surprisingly, we have a lot of highly skilled people. We have people with all different skill levels.
You mean your workforce or the people you're recruiting?
Both.
Yeah.
Actually, I like to think we've got some real talented folks in our agency.
Mm-hmm.
But for the clients that come to us, we've hired social workers, accountants, steel fabricators, a lot of different people. The last person that I placed was $22.50 an hour with benefits.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's across the board, as I say, and so are the employers. But I would say, if I could leave you with the most important thing, it would be that Better People is an agency that is working to re-educate the general public about the benefits for all, not just the clients of Better People, by giving them a second chance.
Now, isn't there like a graduation?
We do.
A
we
big ceremony?
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, talk about the
Yeah, we have one coming up.
Yeah.
We have,
it's coming up.
We have one coming up in September. We hold them at a site right near our office. We have it catered. We have entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We have local judges and other community officials. Chip Shields, our founder, is usually always there, and his wife.
Good, good.
That's always great. And we always have a keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And we get people from our partner agencies that, you know, we share we have mutual clients, so we cheer them on, and the individuals that have graduated give their speeches about what their experience has been like at Better People, and that's very refreshing and motivating to the new ones.
Oh yes, you see what's coming. What you
we have fun there. We have a few tears there once in a while. It's a very mixed bag, but
it's emotional time.
It's very familial, and one of the reasons the clients tend to come early is I think that because they really feel like they're not the lone wolf, and they have a lot in common, and the self-growth is very satisfying to watch as an MRT facilitator.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, you heard it here, folks. Better People doing better things for how many years now?
Since 98. We're up, coming up on 8.
Coming up on 8.
We're located on MLK at Skidmore. And,
MLK at Skidmore?
We're easy to find. Where you can Google us.
Yes, yes. Google them. Can they call you, or would you rather they Googled you?
They can do however they wish to contact us.
Okay.
We welcome their interest.
What would the... Oh, I got a phone number here. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, I got this from the website. Better People address, 4310 Northeast Martin Luther King Boulevard. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Telephone number is 503-281-2663.
That's correct.
Once again, that's Better People, and the numbers are right on the website.
Yes, they are. We've been working on our website. Thanks to our intern here, we've done some updating. And
oh, it's good to have that new young
guy. We've got some new things, new research. So
okay. No, very good.
And well, thank you for having us.
Well,
today.
Thank you. One question. I got another question. All positive good stuff. And once again, your name, you have Nicole and...
Kat.
Okay, Kat. Can an inmate who... has less than a year to go. They know they're getting out. They know that they're going to be all good. Can they contact you? Can they start getting ready?
That's an excellent question. And I get, I would say, at least two or three letters a day. Especially when I go out, I suggest to them that they write to us and
put in writing
questions.
I like that. Put in writing.
It's very wise. And we work very closely with the counselors inside, the reentry folks. Mm-hmm. We work very closely with them to be on the same page about how the individuals, men and women, can prepare before they get out. We encourage them to have the people that are still incarcerated work on their resumes so that when they get out, then they just have to be tweaked somewhat.
Yeah.
Things like that. I know this sounds a little bit severe, but actually they should start looking for their housing a year in advance.
No,
there's
that's
ways
the thing
that they can do that. Well, I'm sure you know because this show. You know about
such things. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But
the people that are listening.
That are listening.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean you.
I forget it. Just there's a couple thousand people listening to us. I forget it. Just
right.
Not just you and I and Nicole in here. Yeah. A year before.
You know, and there's organizations like TPI. Project, which stands for Transitional, help me here, Reggae Bob.
TPI, yes. Well, I'll look into that.
It's Transitional, it's a housing transitional program.
Okay, for housing, okay.
And organizations such as theirs, I hear every time I go in, I hear them talking about these things in their class right before I speak.
Okay.
Setting these things up, and there's lots of literature.
Okay.
Keep in touch. Can't waste time by planning things way in advance.
Right on. Okay, well, thanks, Kat, for those wonderful, wonderful words. And summer intern Nicole, helping with the website and MRTism. And a phone caller, when you hear the music, you can call, and I'll find out what you're calling about, because we didn't ask for questions, but we do appreciate the calls. And you might have a question for the staff. We'll do that off the air. This is Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Reggae Bob, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Patrolling,
patrolling.
Now that I'm stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out.
No.
They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out.
No.
They won't let me out.
Heading uptown to Rio.
Rio.
Back with a couple keys. Blocks on fire,
fire.
All the lovers dressed as queens, making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash as I sold the last bag. Fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out.
No.
They won't let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me down.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me down.
No,
they won't let me down.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
No.
Right, we're back with the show, and enough said right there. You know, like I said, we didn't ask for phone calls, but phone calls do come in. Gentleman called up and talked about that MRT behavioral process. It's a, I think I heard it like it's a 12-step thing or something, and it has done wonders for him. So thank you, brother, for calling. And we will keep doing what we're doing here on the Prison Pipeline Show. That's why we do this thing. This show is always livicated to our divine Ann Rose Pierce. Gonna miss her very much. There is no one person I ever get close to who could ever come close to all the knowledge and energy that Ann Rose Pierce had on this subject. And it's because of her we're doing this show today, Ruth Kovich and I. Okay, other things, there's so many things when it comes to being incarcerated. And ladies and gentlemen who are incarcerated, gentlemen especially, and family who's listening, we've had somebody, a good person in our staff, has been going to parole board hearings down in Salem, been going to parole board hearings and listening to and observing the parole board hearing process. Because I did receive some letters last year when I had shouted out what was some of the main concerns. It was parole board hearings. And we are coming up with a little booklet, a little guide on the things that we've observed over 20 hearings of what they look for, what you have to have in your, what do you call it, exit plan to be able to have a better shot to get paroled and to be ready to get out when it's time to get out. Because we know they find lots of reasons to keep you. Once they got you, you know that. We know that. But we want you to get so prepared. If you'd like to send some letters and to add to this subject especially, or any other thing that's really pressing, you'll let us know about that parole board hearing. You've been up for parole, or when your parole's coming up, you want one of our observers to come down and check out your parole board hearing. Just write us here at KBOO. Our address is 20 Southeast 8th. That's right, Prison Pipeline. Attention Prison Pipeline, KBOO 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And we will make sure those things get heard, get said. Okay. All right. And another process of prison life, both inside and out, are phone calls. People on the inside receiving calls, making calls, and people on the outside receiving the calls. So I have something here about that procedure. A little bit. It says, this little story about it a little bit. It goes, while with a husband in prison, Ms. Bennett's soaring phone bills were one more painful burden. She signed on to a service that cut her monthly cost from $500 a month to $50 a month, and it skirted the prison's expensive rates. But what sounded like a good financial move quickly turned sour. This is in New York. And the New York State and the phone company said she broke prison rules and blocked all calls from her husband and their Albany, New York home. Her husband, imprisoned just hours away, was threatened with solitary confinement. It said prison authorities and phone companies say that their expensive services should be the only choice because they are designed to be monitored and ensure inmates don't commit more crimes, like making threats or drug deals. They also profit from the calls. Prison phone service nationwide generates as much as $1 billion a year, some estimate. $1 billion a year phone calls in and out of prisons. Getting pimped on the phone. So this is a story. I didn't get a chance to get to the end of it to make sure that it was good. And as far as another option, because she had a wonderful option going there, and they said it was illegal. So, folks, do what you can. People, if you got people on lockdown, if you got families incarcerated, please visit your family. Visit your family incarcerated. They need your love. They need to know you still care. And they want that positive vibration as much as they can get from you. And hopefully, y'all might have heard some of that this weekend. They had the 3-day reggae fest in Woodburn, and it was pretty loud. I don't know if it was loud enough to get to where you were, but it was a nice concert. And Nyora was there, a group called Nyora. They made this song I play here on the air. And this is the end of Prison Pipeline for this week. Like I said, send your information down here, or your questions, or your comments, or you can email me, reggaebob@comcast.net. ReggaeBob@comcast.net. Prison Pipeline is over. And I'm out.